Good morning. It's Monday, July 19th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. We are tracking two new fires that sparked up last night, one burning in the Columbia River Gorge near Skamania, the other burning southeast of Bend. Meanwhile, the Bootleg Fire is still far from under control. So far, it's burned more than 300,000 acres and is now just 25% contained. Dozens of homes and structures have been destroyed. Police are searching for suspects after gunfire erupted outside the Washington Nationals baseball stadium over the weekend. Shots were heard echoing inside the stadium, causing panic. Players rushed their families and fans into the dugouts. Others hugged cement walls for cover. The shooting actually happened outside the stadium. Three people were hurt. All are expected to survive. At least 189 people are dead and hundreds more missing after record-breaking rainfall hit Western Europe. Catastrophic flooding left tens of thousands of people in Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands unable to return to their homes. Many are still without access to power or drinking water. Experts say some areas saw 6 to 8 inches of rain in a matter of hours. New COVID-19 cases have spiked almost 70% in the U.S. over the past week, while 8 states are seeing rapidly rising infections. A new CBS News poll shows a majority of Americans are worried about the more contagious Delta variant, but it's the fully vaccinated who are more concerned than those who are unvaccinated. Just days before the Olympics opening ceremony in Tokyo, U.S. tennis star Coco Gauff and a member of the U.S. women's gymnastics team have tested positive for COVID-19. Officials say they're confident they can contain transmission during the Games, but local polls show Japanese are skeptical that the Games can be held safely. Opening ceremonies are this Friday. And Amazon's Jeff Bezos is ready to rocket to space tomorrow morning. He'll be joined by his brother, Mark Bezos, 82-year-old Wally Funk, who was part of the Mercury 13 women-only space group, whose space flight was canceled in 1961, and 18-year-old Oliver Damon from the Netherlands. Blue Origin's capsule is fully automated, so there will be no pilots on board. Be sure to check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.